This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected sisters and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, I know that many women, perhaps also brothers, got upset with the burkini statement that I put and labeling it as satanic, and that it is a deception of a shaitan, and it completely goes against Islamic dress code for women. That's fine. I don't have an issue. You can be upset and you can rage as much as you want. There's no issue in that. I am responsible for my words. I will be questioned on the Day of Judgment about my words. And I'll be questioned about my responsibility, about seeing an evil, and whether I condemned it or not. You need to all understand that the duty and the job of a person who has knowledge concerning a matter, when he sees something wrong that happens in public, in the community, in society, we must condemn it. We have to condemn it because it goes against the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we love to preach the deen of Allah. We love to preach the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal more than worrying about the people's emotions and who becomes happy and who becomes sad and who boycotts us. And we do not really care about this. Our religion, the most beautiful thing about it, and what made us the best nation, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you are the best nation that was ever brought out to mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You command the good and you condemn the evil. And who wants to go next to the evil? Perhaps many sisters are angry because they are ignorant about what I said. They think it's right. This is a deception of the shaitan, as I said, and I'll explain to you. And so, you will come to realize later on, bi-idhnillah, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep your hearts open to the truth. You will realize later on down the track, if you get serious about your iman and your deen and your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, that what I said was only the truth that was revealed in the Quran and Sunnah. And your problem, those who are angry and upset with what I wrote, your problem is not with me. Wallahi, it is not with me. Your problem is with the word of Allah and the guidelines and the direction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am only a messenger conveying that which is already found in the books, in the Islamic books. So if we are Muslims, then this means we are going to submit to Allah's law and command, and we're going to follow it. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this issue of al-hijab and what women wear and what women dress, the moment a man speaks about it, it frustrates a lot of women. Right? It frustrates a lot of women. You're a man, mind your own business, go and talk to your men, and go tell the men to dress up as well, and to not expose their awrah and whatever it is, and these rants continue. Relax. Yani, we need to first understand, why is the dress code of a believing woman and a believing man important? Why is it important? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, about a man, أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about a man who is the closest, he fulfills all the positive matters that allow his dua to be accepted. He is disheveled and dusty. He is on travel and the dua of a traveler is accepted. He's raising his hands and the one who raises his hand, his dua is accepted. He says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, calling Allah in the most beautiful names. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, how can Allah answer this person when his food is haram? And when his dress, his clothing is haram? And he's nurtured upon haram? How can Allah Azza wa Jal answer him? This is the importance of a correct dress code. If you are not obeying Allah in that which you dress, it puts your dua on hold. It stops the dua. The dua is not answered. Isn't this a big deal? Isn't this a huge deal? Are you, my sister and my brother, are you concerned for your dua? That it be accepted? Don't we all continue to ask, How can I make my dua an answered dua? Well, one of the main reasons that block a dua is the dress code that is not appropriate, is the dress code that is not following the guidelines of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first issue, an important matter, a serious important matter, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The second issue is this. We're speaking about this burkini. This comes from two words, al-burqa, which is an Islamic terminology to explain, and to it's a terminology that refers to a full dress of a woman that covers her from top to bottom. And the end of this burkini is the word bikini, which is a Western word, which is a Western word that refers to literally nakedness. This is what it is. What is a bikini other than nakedness? How can a devil put an Islamic word with a satanic word? How can a devil put a word that means modesty, which is al-burqa, put it with a word of shamelessness and immodesty? How can this happen other than this being the decoration of a shaitan? Well, shaitan's been around for many years, and he decorated the haram for our father Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam was in the paradise, and Allah Azza wa Jal had said to him, do not come near this forbidden tree. You know what the shaitan called this tree? He named it Shajarat al-Khuld. He said to Adam, Adam, go to the tree of eternity. He said to him, Adam, if you eat from this tree, you will live to be two angels in the paradise, and you will live forever. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. A forbidden deed, a haram tree, Adam should not have come next to. But the shaitan got him there because he deceived him. He tricked him. He changed the name of the tree. He said to him, it's Shajarat al-Khuld. Nothing's changed in the style of Iblis. Nothing's changed in his style, in how he reels people to the sins. He changes their names. He changes the names. This burkini has nothing to do with Islam. Has nothing to do with modesty. A woman wears it and it is already tight. The shape of her legs are showing. The shape of her hand is showing. The breast is showing. Her backside is showing. It is all exposed. Oh, Danny, you're blind, you don't see it? Come on, everyone can see it. And then the woman wants to go into the swimming pool with this. And then she comes out, Allahu Akbar, now it's extremely stuck to her body. And everything now is exposed. And everything could be seen. This is why I said in the post that the correct name for this kind of swimwear is kasiyat ariyat. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us in the authentic hadith that there are two types of people that are yet to come. Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I haven't seen these people in my time yet, but they will come in the future. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken the truth. And this has happened in our time. One of these categories was Nisa, woman. Kasiyat, ariyat. Kasiyat meaning clothed. They are dressed. They're clothed. This is what the woman that wear the burkini, they say, we're dressed. We're dressed. We covered our shoulders. We covered our hands. We covered our body. We've even covered our leg. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be dressed, kasiyat. But then he said, ariyat, naked. What does that mean? Meaning if the clothing is so tight that now the limb, the shape and the figure of the limb is appearing, then what does this mean? This is nakedness. Yes, dressed completely, yes, I know, from the top to bottom. But it's so tight that the entire body is revealed. A woman's dress code is supposed to be loose and none of her body parts should be exposed. Meaning the one who sees her is not able to see the size of her leg, the size of her thigh, the size of her shin, the backside, the breast, the arms. This is not allowed to be exposed in public. And then some people wanted a clarification, saying, is the entire burkini haram? Can't we wear it at home? Why? Why is this question? Why does even this need clarification? A woman in her room with her husband could be naked. Could be naked. Of course you can wear it if it's in your house in front of your husband. There's no issue in this. But the issue is wearing this and going out in public in the sight of men. This is impermissible, my dear sisters in Islam. This is not from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come on, let's understand this, all of us. It's no issue, there's no issue. I know there is ignorance. Wallahi, I know there is ignorance among many of our sisters. And wallahi, I know that there is a lot of sisters that will say, Alhamdulillah, you clarified it because we didn't know. Now we know what's the truth and now we'll follow it. And I know at the same time that there are people that are just angry. There are sisters that just want to dress what they want. And they cannot stand listening to someone condemning this dress code. And they start saying, don't judge me. We're not judging anyone. We are educating and we are advising for Allah's sake. Now concerning the matter of women and swimming, my dear sisters in Islam, it is forbidden, it is haram for a woman to swim in public among non-mahram men. It is forbidden because it is definite that when a woman jumps into a pool or in an ocean or whatever it is in public, the clothing becomes stuck to her body and her body parts reveal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, al-mar'atu awrah, the woman is a awrah, she must be covered. She must be covered. A Muslim that obeys Allah and His Messenger and love Allah and their Messenger must be covered. If a woman wanted to swim and it was indoors or even outdoors, but she has made sure that there are no eyes of men, no non-mahram men around whatsoever, go and swim. Swim as much as you like, no problems. And this is the point that I wanted to speak about, women and sport. Women are allowed to practice sport. It is encouraged. Go, move around, do whatever like sport you like. But there are two conditions. One, you need to make sure that it is not in the presence of men. You're not allowed to practice sport in the presence of men. And among each other, among the women, you're not allowed to wear tights. This is not allowed. I give you proof. Relax with me and listen. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outdoors with his army and they were going back to Al-Madinah. And as they're on their way, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the army to go ahead of him. He says to the men, go ahead of us. So the men go ahead until he can no longer see them. He is with his wife Aisha. He says to Aisha, let's race. That's outdoor sport. He's racing with Aisha radiallahu anha. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that all the men had gone, disappeared, and they can no longer see his wife running. And then he ran with Aisha radiallahu anha. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's one of the proofs. You can practice outdoor sport. You can do what you like of sport. But you need to make sure that it's not in the presence of men. Here's another proof. When you go to Al-Umrah or Al-Hajj, if you've never been there, ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy for you to go. Part of the Umrah, part of the Hajj is something known as a Sa'i. The Sa'i is the Sunnah of our mother Hajar radiallahu anha when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did al-Sa'i. Al-Sa'i is to run between the mountain of As-Safa to Al-Marwa. 7 times. You go from one mountain to another, 7 times. In between that, if you go there now, you'll see a green light. The green light, it is a sunnah and it's recommended to jog, to run it quick and fast. Every scholar agrees that it is not allowed for a woman to jog it. Even the most corrupt of women that go to Al-Umrah know that a woman should not jog in between the green posts. But I ask the question, we are in Mecca, the holiest site on earth. We are in Masjidul Haram, the best masjid in the world. We are in a worship, al-umrah or al-hajj. There is no fitna in this area. Even then, as holy as it is, as much of a worship you are in, and as much as fitna is reduced, a woman should still not run and jog in the presence of men. Because if she jogs and runs, then this exposes a lot of her body parts and her body figure and shape. And this is impermissible because this is a awrah that the woman is supposed to cover. So if a woman was allowed to practice sport in front of non-mahram men, then the only halal place would have been right there in al-ibadah, in al-tawaf, al-sa'i between Safa and Marwa. That would have been the only place. But if it was made haram, and all of the ulama, the scholars of Islam, agree that it is impermissible for a woman to jog in this area, what does that tell you about anywhere else? What does it tell you about anywhere else? Back in your hometown, in a sports field that's next to you, it is most definitely haram. So there needs to be sport centers created, made, and woman time, exclusive time for women should be allocated in these centers. This is an excellent solution to this problem. Otherwise, mothers and fathers dropping off their teenage children with their tights and the clothing and the way they are clothed in their sport clothing, drop them off to the parks where there are men and women, a referee man, and people that are watching men and women, it's all mixed. This, ittaqullah, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters in Islam, do Allah, I didn't make the rules up. This is why I am happy to share and teach, because this is what is authentic and this is what is true. You like it, alhamdulillah, may Allah Azza wa Jal guide your heart to the truth. You don't like it, then please understand, your issue is not with me. You can curse and slander and swear as much as you like, there's no problem. But you need to know and be careful that your issue is with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you want to refute what I say, more than welcome, but please refute with knowledge. Have some knowledge with you. I am prepared to change my stance if you bring me authentic evidence from the Quran and Sunnah that this is correct. Awallahi, I am ready to change my opinion if you bring me evidence. But don't bring me emotions. And don't tell me it's difficult for women today. No, we've made it difficult upon ourselves. Because following the religion of Allah can never ever ever be burdensome and it can never ever be difficult. Allah Azza wa Jal knows who He created and He is more merciful upon us than we are upon ourselves. And Allah Azza wa Jal, the most merciful, commanded the woman to dress in a specific way. From her hijab is that she covers her entire body. There is khilaf concerning the hands and the face, but the body needs to be covered. And it must be loose. And it cannot be revealing to the body shapes. It cannot. Can you imagine the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha radiallahu anha, walking around with a burkini, swimming in the presence of Abu Bakr or Umar. Can you think of this? When Aisha radiallahu anha herself, she says that when her husband, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died, he was buried in her apartment. And then, because the apartment was like this, it was like a square, so she cut it in half, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body was put here, and she slept in the other half. She would say from time to time she would visit her husband and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when her father Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu died, he was buried next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's her husband and her father, and she would go in frequently and visit them without a hijab. Then when Umar radiallahu anhu died, and he was buried next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Umar is not related to Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that now when I used to visit my father and my husband and I would visit the grave of Umar, she said she would dress, she would cover her hair, and then she would walk in to visit. Why? Because Umar is there, he's dead, he's buried under the earth. He cannot see her, she cannot see him. Yet, she will not walk in there without a hijab. She would dress herself in the manner the believing woman should dress. And then she would walk inside and she would visit them and then walk out. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Umar's body is there. His body is there. He's dead. He cannot see her. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn. Follow the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, the way we are supposed to follow it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kafatan. O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. Completely submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. Submit to Allah in everything, in everything. In the way you eat, in the way you drink, in the way you dress. In the times you wake up, submit to Allah in the time you wake up. There's a time we're supposed to wake up in, and that is Salat al-Fajr. Get up, submit to Allah Azza wa Jal in even that. Submit to Allah in how you're going to dress. Every day you stand in your closet and you open it. Look at what pleases Allah and wear it. We're Muslims. Don't act like Westerners. Don't live like Westerners. We have our own deen. We've been honored with Islam. Why do we have to have something called burqini? Ma'adallah, ma'adallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive those that are ignorant among us that did such a thing. This is not part of Islam. And it is very upsetting and sad to see a lot of our Muslim youth buying into this stuff. And then we have Muslim women models that are wearing this stuff. And then they're coming out to public and they're saying this is a modest swimwear. And they're advertising it. Wear it for yourself. Why would you want to drag the sin of others? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan sayya fa alayhi wizruha wa wizru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah. The one who establishes a bad deed among the people, then he will earn its sin and everyone else that does it after him. Why, my sister, why would you want to go to your grave? Having earning the sins of people because they see a reel of yours on Instagram that you're advertising a burkini for a hijab center or a house or a hijab shop. Why? Why? What, for $500 they gave you? You advertise it? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. As I said to you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm not here to judge. Our Lord is going to judge us all. And don't yani say this word lightly, saying, who are you to judge? Allah is going to judge us. Don't say it lightly, because Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal warns you of himself. What do you think? Allah is going to judge me? Heck, it's a simple word. You know what it means for Allah Azza wa Jal to judge you? When he in the Quran said, I warn you of myself. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, please, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, learn your deen, learn your religion. You will live happy days. You will live successful days. Wallahi, your life will be full of barakah. What's the issue? What's the issue in going to your closet now? Taking all this burkini and all this clothing that is tight and does not fit in Islamic guidelines and throwing it all in the bin right now as you're listening to me holding your phone. Wallah, you do not understand. You do not understand what kind of barakah would fill your life if you came to this conclusion and this decision in your life. Wallahi, you do not understand what happy days you will live in. You will not understand what kind of pleasure Allah Azza wa Jal will envelop you with and bestow upon you. Because you did something for the sake of Allah. And you discarded that which you love and you preferred what Allah loves over what you love. And that is the highest form of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. To prefer what He loves for you more than what you prefer for yourself. Yeah, I know. A woman would love to dress a burkini and go out with her husband, go out with her family that pretty much don't say anything to her. May Allah guide them. You know, have a nice day at the pool, swim around. I know. The nafs loves this. And nafs loves this. I know this. Of course, everyone has a temptation, a desire within him to just do anything he wants. But then what is a Muslim? What is a Muslim? Teach me. I don't know. Teach me. What is a Muslim? Isn't a Muslim the one who puts his nafs and desires to the side and obeys Allah first and foremost and submits to the command of Allah first and foremost? Isn't that the case? No doubt this is the case. No doubt this is the attitude of a Muslim. For if we want to be Muslims, We want to die upon La ilaha illallah. If you want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment and earn His pleasure and His paradise and the reward, then commit to His religion. Dress up in a manner Allah loves for you. Wallahi, the world is not worth it. Was it worth it? On the Uqsimu billah, I swear to you by Allah on the Day of Judgment, you will realize that this little enjoyment you had of wearing a bikini and swimming in public, or dressing in tight clothing and playing sport among women, all up in your life, how many minutes was it? All up in your, if you add all the time, you dressed a bikini, you went to the beach with it, and you dressed tight, and you've abandoned the, how much? What is it? Would it be 6 months of your life altogether? Let's say you lived a life of 60 years. Uqsimu billah, on the day, but not on the Day of Judgment, the day you die, you will realize that this was wrong. You will have severe regret. And if you do remember my word, regret is really going to kick in. Allah Azza wa Jal describes that when a person is dying, he says, Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambi Allah. He will regret. He will say, oh, how huge is my sorrow concerning my relationship with Allah. How huge is my sorrow and regret and worry for having shortcomings in my relationship with Allah. Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambi Allah. You want to be from these people? You want to be from these people when you die? You want to be from those who stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, not knowing what to say for your disobedience in how you dressed in this worldly life, this pathetic worldly life? What is it? Because of a small desire you had in your heart, you wanted to wear a bikini and go out? Yes, and then, oh, and then after that, does it benefit you? Does it bring you close to Allah Azza wa Jal? My sister, do you believe wearing a bikini, going out in public, do you believe this brings you Allah's pleasure? Do you believe that this brings you a step closer to Allah Azza wa Jal? You judge yourself. You answer this question. I don't want to answer it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to cleanse our sins. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the correct Islam. You will find beauty in the correct Islam. You will find safety in the correct Islam. You will find that Islam is top religion. Top religion. But you need to give it all of you, not half of you, all of you. Submit to all the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will find sweetness and beauty in this. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he committed to every command of Allah. Allah told him, slaughter your son. He's happy to do so because the truth comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, as difficult as it was upon him, but he's ready to do it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah commands him, leave your wife and your newborn son in a desert and go away. Leave him. There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of difficulty, there's a lot of struggle and hardship in this. But he knows it came from Allah, it must be the truth. I'll do it. How much goodness did Allah give him in his life? He became a role model for us. And that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what a Muslim is, what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Submit to the command of Allah. I know it's difficult, I know. You want to wear it. You cannot wear the hijab. You don't want to wear it. You want to walk out as you are. And you find it really difficult to adhere to the hijab of Islam. But that's the beauty. The beauty is to submit and to know you did it only for Allah and for no one else. Then you will walk like a queen on earth, knowing that I've earned the pleasure of Allah, mashallah. You'll have beautiful days ahead of you, mashallah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us pure hearts. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to submit to His law and to His command. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.